Alex Matthews from Cam FM. My first question would be, what attracts an England manager to want to come and speak at the Cambridge Union this evening, particularly when you could be watching England players playing for Liverpool against Real Madrid?
Yes, well, I mean, I had to commit to the date a long time ago, but I had no idea who would be playing on this night and what game I would be missing. But to be frank, I see so many games, and being here rather than being in a Champions League game won't affect anything with regard to my work, because I know the players very well by this time anyway. So I suppose the question would be, would you rather be here or would you rather be in front of the TV or at Anfield watching the game? And I'll answer that. I'd rather be here, I think, because I spend an awful lot of my life in football stadia, both on the bench and recently in the stands. And it's not every day that you get an invitation to speak at Cambridge. So I was very pleased to accept that. But of course, if you'd have said to me, would you have preferred it maybe to have been yesterday evening than today, I guess I would have said yes, because the games tonight are a little bit more interesting for me than the games of last night.
Jack Winstanley, Cam FM. I was just wondering whether you prefer club or international management. Obviously, you've done both over your long career. And do you have any sort of ambitions for the rest of your career? Is there something you want to do? And do you prefer club or international management?
Well, it's a two-part question. I don't prefer one or the other, really. I mean, I like both. I think both have got their charms, both have got their advantages, both have got their disadvantages. You know, when I'm a club manager, you sometimes look longingly back to your international career when you had a bit more time between games and fewer games to test you out. And then, of course, when you're a national team manager, you sometimes look fondly back at your club career when you were working every day with the players, having a lot more time to influence the players about the way they play, and having a game to look forward to every week that was your game and not a game that you were watching someone else prepare because you were watching from the stands. So I've been lucky that I've been able to do both, and to even have periods where I've jumped from club to country, back to club and back to country again, which I am happy about. But of course now I've got a job which is extremely prestigious and a job that means an awful lot to me, because I don't think as an accolade, as a coach, you get a better one than being asked to manage or coach your country. So therefore, I don't have any burning ambitions left. I think that when I started in 1976, you know, an ambition like the one I've now achieved would have probably been beyond my dreams, or my, not beyond my dreams, but beyond my realistic thought process. So I've come a long way. I'm very happy with that. And at the moment, I'm more than content at this stage of my life, and it'll be 40 years next year that I've been coaching. I don't think I need any more to have any greater ambition than to do as good a job as I can do in this job, and to try and enjoy it, and to try and make certain that when the job's over, I can look back and say, I did my best, and you know, I've left something behind that's worth having.
As England manager, do you feel that, well, there's been criticism recently of some England games that they've been slightly boring. Fans haven't been turning up in the same numbers as we've seen previously for some of the friendlies. Is there a pressure on you, is there a pressure on the England team to try and make international games more interesting than normal Premier League Championship games?
Well, I wouldn't agree with criticism that the games have been boring. I mean, what's happened recently, of course, is that the level of opponents that we've had have not maybe excited the crowd quite as much. It's very difficult, to be frank, to get 90,000 people to come and watch San Marino or to come and watch a friendly against Norway. You could turn it the other way around. You could say it's quite remarkable that 55,000 people come to watch San Marino at Wembley, the biggest crowd of any qualifier that evening, and 48,000 it was come to watch Norway in a friendly, again the biggest crowd that evening. So I think that's just a bit of sophistry on the part of people who want to suggest something which definitely is not true. I mean, the interest in the national team is very, very high. We've been very fortunate to play many times at Wembley in front of full houses, but that was because in the last qualifying campaign, every game was won where the knife was at our throat. At the moment, it hasn't been like that. And in terms of the performances and the game, well, you know, unfortunately, to see a really, really exciting game of football, you need two teams on exactly the same level, where it's cut and thrust, attack and defence. You're never going to get a game which is going to excite people as much as that type of game when it's attack against defence. So you take an example, Chelsea were quite brilliant last night playing against Maribor, but I'm sure that the fans would find it more exciting seeing them win 1-0 or win 2-1 in a game where they could quite easily lose. Last night it was a foregone conclusion they would win because they were so much the better team.
Roy Hodgson, thank you very much.
My pleasure.